Dear friend, I am Mary. I'm here to bring you the energy of joy and lightness that belongs to the very heart of you. Remember what it was like to be a child. Your brain had not yet evolved that much. It was more natural for you to be in the center of your feelings and flow with it. Your energy was literally less focused in your head and more in your body and in your limbs. Literally, a child needs to move and play because it has so much energy in its body. And as I speak to you, allow your energy, the focus of your attention, to go down into your heart, into your arms and legs. And connect with Earth. Feel how the energies of nature want to support you. You are part of nature. Through your body, you are part of the animal kingdom and the plant kingdom. Remember the wisdom of your body, simple and clear. And right there in the middle of your body, there is a source of life, a life energy. Connect with it now. Allow your breath to softly touch it every time you breathe in. And as a child, you were naturally in touch with this source. And essentially, it's your purpose, your spiritual purpose, to connect again with that child part of you. Life on Earth is meant to be joyful. And it's now possible to live in joy, even with the kind of burdens that you carry around. And I'd like to speak a little bit about that, how it's possible to both carry heavy burdens and have joy and lightness in your life. And the first key is to let go of time. You often put pressure on yourself because you think you have to accomplish some goals, some spiritual goals or other goals, within a certain time span. But this is a very human thought, and actually, as you get closer to your soul, time becomes less important. It kind of evaporates. Remember that as a child, when you would have fun or have a play you would lose yourself into, there was no time in your consciousness. So when you live this way, and when you live in the moment, you will go much more with the natural flow of life. And there are times in life in which you have to face deep inner emotions, like fear or anger, resistance or sadness. If you would simply stay present with that emotion without thinking too much about it, you will notice that it will have a beginning and an end. And that after you have a deep encounter with these old layers of pain, there will be a time of lightness and wanting to live life playfully. Dare to be like a child again. And feel for yourself right now, what do I need in my life to feel more joy in a very simple way? And don't be afraid to give it to yourself, to spoil yourself a bit. Your inner child often wants to take you by the hand and lead you to the now, to the present. You so often get caught in thoughts about the past or thoughts about problems you need to solve. But life is here and now. As souls, you are near the end of a cycle of lifetimes. As we've talked about before, this is a time of transition and a time of completion. You are birthing a new you. It is true that the wounds and the trauma of past lives need to revisit you in order for them to be released. But by reaching out to the new you that is being birthed, you can also experience the joy and the lightness of the future. And I'd like to end by inviting you to do just that. Imagine that the new earth has manifested itself more clearly on this planet. There will be openness from heart to heart. It will be easier to trust other people and openly show your kindness and love to them. There will be more joy and cooperation between people. Still, there will be energies that need to be resolved and balanced. But the heaviness and the pain from the past will have transformed into wisdom and compassion. Feel the energy of this future right now. Feel how that future invites you to come closer. Feel the energy of the living earth beneath your feet. Feel her joy and her passion for the future. And now see yourself standing there on the new earth. Your heart is open and your feet are firmly connected to the ground. And now follow your first impulse. What do you love to do in that place? Is there some kind of work or art that is appealing to you? Do you love to work with children, with other people, or rather do something by yourself? Everything's possible there. And most of all, feel the love of Earth welcoming you. She recognizes you as the teacher and the healer that you are. And at the same time, she wants to nurture the child part of you, the playful and joyous part. Thank you for being here today. And always remember that the joy of the heavenly realms is close by. Thank you.